It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Hi, are we on? Dave? Dave?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, are we on, Dave? Dave?
Yeah.
Okay, we're on?
Yes.
Okay.
You're on the phone.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Dave, you got to pot Craig up. Dave?
He's not on yet. Hang on just a second.
This ought to be fun.
So, what do you want to talk about?
Are you there, Craig? Or Chase? Or...
Can you not hear me?
The linchpin has been sheared, and the wheels are off.
Hey,
Craig, are you on? Craig is not on.
Craig has to call.
Really, it's kind of tough, because this was his segment.
You know, this team's just not that good.
Well, I will tell you, I'm going to try and play Craig Ranch today.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
I can't stand listening to that. It's so painful.
And yet, it's great. And yes, this is the emergency break of the week. We give you three candidates, something like that, and then you get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. All right, we have a mystery on our hands here. Yesterday, Corby, by the way, brought up a great point about Shark Week on the Discovery Channel, that they will put these, like, these dramatizations that are, they lead you to believe they're factual, but they're just totally made up. And
really?
And they make it real, and they use, shake camera and everything to make it look like it really happened.
Oh, the facts are not made up. Just the recreation.
No, some of the facts are made up, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really bogus. But anyway, they were talking about how the Discovery Channel is really misleading the public about, actual true events and what happens with these shark attacks. And so at the end, as they were trying to conclude this, he made a really strange noise. The mystery is, what was he trying to say?
I'm not sure I can turn that channel on again. I'm so upset by what they did.
They can't be trusted.
They can't be trusted. You're exactly right.
I need my animal shows to be credible. I don't need to be duped.
You're right.
By sharks.
It's animals. I mean, just give me the truth with the
animals.
They're
interesting enough on their own.
They really are. Just swimming around. Or a monkey.
That was a very...
All right, coming up next.
Yeah, it resulted in the dolphin noise at the end of it, but what was he trying to say here? We have it isolated.
Or
Is he trying to talk about a monkey?
Yeah.
I mean a monkey.
Oh,
there it is backwards.
Man, we've already got it backwards. Mm. All right, one more time in context. Just listen to the whole thing again.
I'm not sure I can turn that channel on again. I'm so upset by what they did.
They can't be trusted.
They can't be trusted. You're exactly right.
I need my animal shows to be credible. I don't need to be duped.
You're right.
By sharks.
It's animals. Just give me the truth with the
They're
animals.
They're interesting enough on their own.
They really are. Just swimming around. Or a monkey.
Whoa.
That was a very...
All right, coming up
report.
I think my two favorite parts aren't even the noise. It's him going, whoa. Like realizing something weird just came out of his mouth, and then that laugh.
All right, so there's Corby Dolphin up for an e-break. And yes, his partner, known as Rhines, is up for another one. See if you think if it's an indicator that you're going to have a rough live spot when you start like this.
Take it.
Hey, we're having major fun with Charter today, so come find them on campus. Stop by the Texas Woman's University at 304 Administration Drive in Denton. That is today, in fact. From 5 until 8, you could win one of two daily $1,000 prizes in Charter's Major Youth Sweepstakes. They're giving away two $1,000 prize-a-day prizes now through September 30th. Call 1-855-58-SPECTRUM. 1-855-58-SPECTRUM. All major savings from $29.99 a month each for 12 months when bundled. Sign up. Call 1-855-58-SPECTRUM. Enter for a chance to win.
All right, so even he cracked himself up after about 40 seconds of that. That's never a good way to start when it's...
Who am I?
And, like, the first thing he said was, it's going on today. And then he had the copy point again, and that is... today. The second time he said today.
That's one of those bits that's like a fine wine. It'll get better with age as you start to really dissect it.
And more and more complex tones open up the more you listen.
Yeah, indeed. So there is Rhines, who's had quite a 2-year run, actually, as an E-Brake contestant. And then there's Logan Gourley, who is also up for an emergency break of the week, as he tried to deliver the details of the very sad Tony Stewart story this week.
The Ontario County Sheriff's Department says Stewart has been fully cooperative as they continue to gather information, but currently no information has come from the investigation that Stewart has any criminal charges pending. Sorry about that. Ticket Weathers.
Gosh.
Okay, so to explain that, I got ADD and forgot to finish that sentence, and
who asked for an explanation? Did you guys? I don't remember.
We're having fun. No?
So, yeah. Anyway.
How?
Well, no, do you want me to give you an explanation or not? I got cut off there. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, what Fernando.
Happened? All right, no, I'd like to hear this.
I was writing a sentence, and I was saying that, you know, no criminal charges have, you know, been given or whatever I was going to say, and I got halfway through it, and then I did something else, and I came back to it in the middle of my ticket as I was reading, and so I was like, okay, I got to try to figure out what I'm going to say, what I was trying to say, so I was trying to remember, and it just
is anybody
awfully.
Understanding any of this?
No. The explanation is worse than the e-brake.
I wrote a sentence, didn't finish it, I read it, and I tried to just go on the fly and finish the sentence, and it ruined it. How about that?
I don't know. Did it ruin it? Let's listen one more time.
Yeah.
The Ontario County Sheriff's Department says Stewart has been fully cooperative as they continue to gather information, but currently no information has come from the investigation that Stewart has any criminal charges pending. Sorry about that. Ticket Weathers.
Boy, anytime you apologize, like Carl Lewis, mid whatever it is, ticker or song.
Going to make it up to you now. All right, so those are your three candidates. Corby, Rhines, or Logan. 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the e-break?
I know Corby's going to win probably, but I don't think he should win unanimously on a first ballot, so I'm going to vote for Mike Reiner.
Yeah, the Baseball Hall of Fame way of looking at things. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yes, I'd like to vote for Corby. Thank you.
Thank you. That's the way you vote right there, folks. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I just wanted to note that Corby sounds like he's singing the Adams Family theme when he's making his weird noise.
Is that a vote for Corby, too, I take it?
Or mum-mum-mum-up.
Yeah, maybe a little.
Okay.
Hello, you're on Ticket Radio.
Give me the South Oak Cliff con man and shout out to the second greatest commissioner of all time, Jonathan O.C. Harris.
All right, we'll take the Rhines vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Hello.
That's no size for
no. Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, the ticket.
Gordon.
Yeah.
Gordon. Jeremy spoke in class.
Creepy.
What'd he say?
Jeremy spoke in class.
Gosh.
Oh, man.
No, I didn't.
Hello. You're on the ticket.
Hello. Hey, George.
Yeah.
Why don't me, you, Oscar, and Bill Walderschmidt meet an angry dog and discuss what's better, EWU golf course or the angry dolphin?
I guess that's a vote for Corby because he said dolphin. I don't know. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hi, I'd like to vote responsibly for Corby, and I love you, Mad with Miller Man.
Norman.
Wow.
Okay. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. You're on AM and FM.
I would like to vote very responsibly for Vaginal Slice Bowl.
No, you can't do that.
Let's just quit radio right now.
Hi, you encourage that. Oh, that's so genius when you guys call and say that.
No. Well, that is genius. That guy saved it just then.
Oh, jeez. Hi, you're on the ticket.
I'd like to vote for Captain Dunham's Violet Egg Fart.
Okay. Not a candidate, sir, but funny. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I would like to vote for Corby.
And ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner.
Okay.
The Laughing Dolphin, and now the keeper of a great new drop, Corby Davidson.
I'm not sure I can turn that channel on again. I'm so upset by what they did.
They can't be trusted.
They can't be trusted. You're exactly right.
I need my animal shows to be credible. I don't need to be duped.
You're right.
By
it's
sharks.
It's animals. I
right.
mean, just give me the truth with the
They're
animals.
They're interesting enough on their own.
They really are. Just swimming around. Or whoa, a monkey.
That was a very...
All right, coming up next.
How many wins is that for Corby?
Well, that is back-to-back wins for Flipper. Ironically, it's only two wins this year.
Huh, okay. Good couple of weeks for Corby. That's great. They're backing up immediately with the laugh. All right, it's 8-11 on the ticket. Bud Selig out.
Rob Throw Manfred. Him a fish and shut him up.
Rob Manfred in. The State of Baseball next.